Paralympic runner Richard Whitehead recently told the BBC that NHS prosthetics need to improve to help produce Great Britain's next generation of elite athletes. Richard, who's a double above-the-knee amputee, was referring in part to the abrasiveness of uncomfortable prosthetics. It's long been a problem for amputees because limb stumps are often covered in much thinner skin that can be painfully abraded when they're inserted into prostheses. But US scientists may have found a solution. A team at Johns Hopkins Medical School have been injecting connective tissue-producing cells called fibroblasts, which they collected from the skin on weight-bearing parts of the body like the feet, and they're showing that these can toughen up the tissue in the new skin site where they're injected. Now, it's early days, but it does suggest that the approach can be used to reinforce skin in places like amputation stumps, giving users a much easier ride, potentially. Fiona Watt, who's director of the European Molecular Biology Organisation, has devoted her life to studying the skin, and she's been very keenly following this development, which she explained for us.
Every year, unfortunately, a large number of people suffer an amputation. And as you'll know from watching the Paralympics, the quality, particularly of artificial limbs now, is superb. But the trouble is, if you think about your leg, if you've had an amputation there, what remains of your leg is now in contact with the artificial limb. And that part of your skin was not designed to be weight-bearing in the same way as a foot, for example. So what's interesting about this study is the goal is to see if you could convert skin that isn't specialized to bear weight to skin that can bear weight and can fit a prosthesis. So in other words, converting the skin from like your chest or your arm into that thick skin that you see on your palms and soles. And the hope is that it would stop the pain and the breakdown that happens of the skin in amputees who have to wear a prosthetic limb for a long time.
How are they trying to do that? And how does the thick weight-bearing skin of a foot, for example, differ from the skin that someone will have over an amputation site?
The skin in all parts of our bodies has two layers. There's the outer protective covering called the epidermis, and then the underlying, what we call the connective tissue, called the dermis. And the dermis is full of specialized proteins like collagens, which provide bulk and strength, if you like, to the skin. And the skin on your palms and soles is specialized for weight bearing. And if you look at your palms, you can see that you've got fingerprints, and the fingerprints represent a way in which the epidermis, the outer covering of the skin, is specialized for grip and to support weight, for example. So in these specialized bits, regions of your body, you've got a thicker epidermis than normal, and also the underlying connective tissue is thicker and stronger.
Is it then a question of just reprogramming the skin on, say, an amputation stump to change its characteristics so it looks more like a sole or a palm? Or is it more involved than that?
No, I think you're absolutely right. If you had some way in which you could just flick a switch and change the program from arm skin to the sole of your foot, that would be fine. But of course, we're talking about adults rather than a process of development. So different strategies are required. So these scientists lined up some healthy volunteers. Each volunteer agreed to have a small biopsy of skin taken from the scalp or from the sole of the foot. The scientists isolated cells from the skin, and the particular kind of cell they were interested in is a cell called a fibroblast, whose job is to make collagen. So it's a connective tissue cell. They've expanded them in the lab, and then they have injected them back into the same individual, but this time injected it into the thigh. And the question is, can those fibroblasts from the different parts of the body change the nature of the thigh skin so that if it's sole fibroblasts, it looks thickened like sole?
And did that happen? So when you put this population of foot fibroblasts, so connective tissue making cells into the thigh, do you get a sort of surrogate big toe on your thigh almost? Does the skin change character as you would expect it would if what you're saying is what happens?
Well, the skin does change character, but unfortunately not as dramatically as you might have wished. The evidence that it has changed came from measurements like how resistant is the transplanted skin to different sorts of challenges. And mainly it's evidence from taking a biopsy of the transplant site and looking at molecular characteristics which distinguish foot from scalp skin. So this is absolutely not an off-the-shelf solution for people who have amputations, but it's very important because it's a step in the right direction.
How do they think then you can optimize it? Because it shows that it might work if we could make it work a bit better, and it will change the characteristic of the skin locally, which would be ideal if you could thicken and toughen up an amputation site skin. Do they suggest how we might go about achieving that?
One of the things they showed in their study was that if they take those cells in the dish and subject them to pressure, the foot cells respond differently to the scalp cells. So one idea is that maybe if they had transplanted the cells and subjected them to pressure, which is what would happen in the stump of an amputee, that might help the foot fibroblasts to behave more like they were from the foot.
Do we have any insights into how they're sensing that and then responding? Because is it not possible if we can work that out, we can just make cells from anywhere in the body pressure sensitive, so you don't have to do the transplant at all?
One thing that was shown many years ago, which at the time I was really surprised by, was that if you take fibroblasts from any body site, you can show that they remember where they came from. So that means that encoded in the DNA of the cell, there is a memory that they came from the foot. But I think to make skin, you need a collaboration between the epidermis and the dermis, and probably stimulating the signaling molecules in the epidermis, which help, for example, make the fingerprints on the palm, would help as well.
So if you were to do this practically, then would you, if you were performing an amputation on somebody, would you go to the healthy limb that you're not amputating and get the source of cells, these fibroblasts that make the tough connective tissue and have this memory that I am a foot cell? Would you get that from the healthy site and then put that into the skin that you're fashioning the wound stump from, so that it would kind of pre-endow that site with the ability to become like almost like a foot, and therefore it will be a better match for the prosthesis?
Yeah, I think it would be a very good idea. I mean, you can isolate the cells, you can grow them in culture, and you can store them for many years so that you could give the stump time to heal and then come in and help repair it. There are many possibilities there.
Some great news. That was Fiona Watt commenting on that new study, which is just out in the journal Science.